A visit to the doctor via webcam. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Starting tomorrow, every resident of Hawaii has the option of going online to visit with a physician. There's almost no waiting for a two-way webcam appointment or text chat. The 700,000 members of the Hawaii Medical Service Association, the state's Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance provider, will pay $10 for such a visit, but anyone, insured or not, can see an online doc for $45. The system is being run by American Well, a Boston company that provides the technology and electronic record keeping. Roy Schoenberg is the CEO.
Access to physicians, specifically in Hawaii, is relatively challenging. I mean, you have, first of all, like many other places in the nation, there are simply not enough physicians in different specialties to answer the need of patients that need to see them. Sometimes the process of getting to see a physician, even if you do have an appointment, is very challenging. In Hawaii, it is actually manifested to the nth degree because sometimes you actually have to take a flight or have to take a boat in order to get to the place where your physician is. And often enough, these limitations essentially prevent them from seeing physicians or from getting the proper follow-up.
What's the appeal of this system to physicians?
Physicians using the system, they don't need to show up in a practice. They don't need to essentially pay rent or pay the fees for the administrative staff. They don't have to invest in very expensive systems that are necessary to run a practice. The only thing they need to do is literally wake up in the morning, get in front of the system, let the system know that they're available, and the system will direct patients to them. They can care for their patient, essentially do medicine alone, not red tape or administrative activity, and money will show up in their bank account.
I got to say, that doesn't sound like a good formula for high-quality healthcare. Shouldn't doctors actually, you know, be in professional settings and see patients in person?
It is not enough for them to kind of have a video conferencing capability. We have to surround that encounter with the different tools of information that will make it clinically meaningful. And this is why the system that has been deployed there really taps into all of the different medical repositories that hold relevant information about that patient and allow the patient to put that in front of the physician so that by the time they actually engage with each other, the physician essentially has clarity and has access to all of the different records that are necessary for them to provide proper care. There are limitations to what you can do online, and we need to be very clear about the fact that this system isn't there to replace in-person visits.
I know you've been out in Washington having discussions with folks about the sort of public policy value of this kind of system. What is the larger value of healthcare that's delivered like this over the internet?
The reality is that everybody in Hawaii, whether you are a Blue Cross member or not, whether you have healthcare insurance or not, everybody will have access to the same collection of medical professionals literally immediately from home. It is not a complete solution for the notion of for the tribulations of the healthcare system, but it has a very, very significant social impact because without any kind of federal funding, it simply uses technology to give everybody access to healthcare.
Roy Schoenberg, thanks for joining us.
Oh, pleasure.
Roy Schoenberg is CEO of American Well, which is expected to offer its virtual doctor visit services in other states this year. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.